What are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Don't do that. You're making me nervous.
Sometimes I like to dance.
What are you doing?
Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. Sometimes we have dance parties. Sometimes we like to talk about the serious news. Sometimes I like to talk about the not serious news. Sometimes you talk about whatever comes into your head.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
It's all planned out.
Yes, you do. And
I was
that,
wondering what that was over there. Those
that
emotions.
And this segment are both called The Ramble.
All right, some interesting facts and figures coming out of the third annual Military Armor Protection Conference going on right now in Alexandria, Virginia.
Really? What interesting facts and figures?
Well, I call it ArmorCon. I don't know if they do. But spending on armor by the Department of Defense between 2008 and 2013 will amount to $21 billion. That is according to a presenter from a consulting company called Vector Strategy. She said nearly $6 billion will be spent on armor alone. Representatives from the company report that 15% of spending on armor this year will go to medium and heavy armored vehicles. Another 25% will go to combat vehicles. Attendees at the conference have been able to learn more about state-of-the-art armor technology, such as how ceramics in armor enhance performance, and another company named Berkeley Bionics is showing off its designs for what the companies call lower extremity exoskeletons, which promise to augment human strength and endurance during locomotion. The conference is put on by the Institute for Defense and Government Advancement and runs through today.
Ever wonder what happens to those videos that get kicked off YouTube? You know, you try to go find one of these salacious tidbits and they say, sorry.
Yeah, or just owned by someone else. Doesn't have to be salacious. All sorts of videos are taken away. That video is no longer available.
Exactly. Well, oftentimes they land in a place called YouTube. At least that's what YouTube says. This is apparently the graveyard of all said videos, unfindable videos. About 2 months ago, MIT students created this new tool to document what was getting taken down from YouTube.
It's useful.
YouTube has run into trouble over posting some parodies and satirical music videos, which led to claims of copyright infringement. In response, YouTube has been identifying possible copyright violations. Now YouTube allows the copyright holder to flag the posting for removal. Enter YouTube. It won't allow users to see the banned videos, but it will tell you who originally posted it, who flagged it for removal, how many users clicked on it, and when exactly it was removed. So I guess the intention is you could go, if you really were so inclined, you could do your own legwork and try to figure out where you could find
it. It's a memory hole.
They
assign responsibility to why you can't see your video that you wanted to see anymore.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's supposed to be the consolation prize. YouTube's administrators say they may offer bloggers a code that they could attach to their YouTube videos, which provides stats and data about who took down their video and when. Because I guess you could post it, and then one day it's just gone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because someone didn't like it, and then now at least you can find out who that someone was.
Exactly.
An African gray parrot took matters into his own talons when he escaped from his cage and then got lost. Police found Yusuki on a neighbor's roof in a Japanese city near Tokyo. Yusuki kept quiet while in police custody. Okay, he learned they weren't going to do good parrot, bad parrot on him. But after he was transferred to a veterinarian, he began to recite his name and address and entertain the staff with songs. Local police returned him to his family, the Nakamuras, who say they've been training the bird for 2 years. A police officer close to the case says he doesn't understand why the bird wouldn't open up to him. The officer said, I tried to be friendly and talk to him, but he completely ignored me.
I like that story. I'm sorry. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is headed to Naples to address the trash crisis in the city. This has seriously been in the news headlines for a while now. There is a ton of trash in Naples.
Many tons.
The landfills are full. Piles of refuse are creating quite a stink throughout the Mediterranean city, prompting international fears of a public health crisis. Small mountains of garbage been piling up along Naples streets since December. Then Prime Minister Romano Prodi was forced to use the Italian army to remove garbage by bulldozer just before Christmas.
And these concerns, are they local? Are they national?
They are international
concerns. My Lord, just like the House of Pancakes.
The U.S. military in Naples is conducting tests over concerns that pollutants leaking out from the garbage might be contaminating the tap water. Have you ever been to Naples? It is not a clean city.
My people are from Naples, and dare you?
They
yes.
have good pizza,
yeah,
but you're dirty. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just telling
you. The Neapolitans. We also like our ice cream trifurcated. That's just how we roll.
That is how you roll. And you know what, folks? That's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.